If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. We did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime.
Robert Mueller's two-year investigation led to indictments of Russian spies and the conviction of Trump associates, finding that Russia did interfere in the 2016 election, but stopping short of accusing the president of obstruction.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Trump's reaction then was bitter as he denied wrongdoing, repeatedly calling the investigation a witch hunt. And today on social media, the president posted, "Good, I'm glad he's dead. He can no longer hurt innocent people." A statement lawmakers were quick to condemn.
This is a person who served this country and deserves more respect than that.
There's someone who had a career of public service, and to be that disrespectful, I guess I shouldn't be shocked anymore, but it still seems shocking.
It is Mueller's long career in public service that he's being remembered for tonight. Fellow former FBI Director Chris Wray crediting Mueller with refocusing the Bureau's counterterrorism mission to be threat-based and intel-driven, disrupting attacks rather than reacting to them. Former President George W. Bush saying Bob transitioned the agency mission to protecting the homeland after September 11th. He led the agency effectively, helping prevent another terrorist attack on U.S. soil. President Bush named Mueller to lead the FBI on September 4, 2001.
To enforce our nation's laws fairly and with respect to the rights of all Americans.
What happened 1 week later redefined the Bureau's mission and challenged those fundamentals.